got a little question, little query for you. So, you know, superpowers, you know, like X-Men powers and superhero powers, like comic booky powers. You know, the shape changing powers, like the ability to transform yourself into another person or another being.
Sure, let's shape shifting. Yeah,
let's assume you have the power to change your shape into another person.
If just a person, or like an. Could you be like Odo from Deep Space Nine, or?
Sure, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But let's assume you have the shape changing ability. If you change your shape, let's say you, Scott Mulanke, change your shape into a black man, would that be like blackface? would it be like blackface?
You're gonna Tropic Thunder me right now.
I'm the dude playing the dude disguised as another dude.
What do you mean, you people? What do you mean, you people? I don't know. I
thought of this because I was watching Venture Brothers one day.
Oh, I've been watching Venture Brothers too.
I was watching Venture Brothers one day, and friggin' Richard Impossible changed sides what did he change his name to? Doctor, from Doctor Impossible to, Doctor Incorrigible or some shit like that. And they had to sneak aboard Gargantua 2. Mm-hmm. And when he snuck aboard Gargantua 2, he learned how to change his shape to, like, morph into different people. And he morphed into the big, large black man that, like, he was like an old boxer back in the day. Yeah. And when they got into, like, the back room and he morphed out of it, he was like, does that count as blackface? Yeah. And the dude just, and Fat Choice just looked at him like, is like, what the fuck are you talking about? So that got me thinking, like, is that a thing? Like, would that be a thing in, like, the comic book world?
I mean, that is the most hypothetical of hypothetical questions the world has ever been asked. But I find it very intriguing nonetheless. And, I mean, no, I think it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, I think it's okay. I mean, fuck, why not, right?
So,
I guess it depends on the situation.
Now, continuing from that thought now. Does that mean that for Halloween, I can go as blackface, but then when somebody gets rude with me, I can say, no, 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 no. I'm just a mutant that has the power to change his shape, and I just change my shape to be a black man. Would that count, or would I just get my ass kicked?
You would probably get your ass kicked. That's what I was going to say. They would take all of your candy, but... Man, fuck all that. I'm thinking about Venture Brothers. How great is that show?
It's a great show.
Have you been watching the new season?
I caught the first, like, three new episodes, and then, like, I've been missing a lot of the new episodes. I've been missing it.
Dude, the new episodes are fantastic. They're so good.
I think I made it through to, like, the reveal of the Monarch's father and, like... Dr. Venture, where, like, his father's been and everything like that. And, like, after, like, that whole series of episodes, like, I've been missing a lot of, like, everything after that.
Oh, you gotta catch up on that. It's a good show. I recommend it strongly.
It's just, you know, time, you know?
I mean, you'll have time because God knows when this season is over, you're gonna have to wait 8 years before the next season.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll have time if you do get behind. That's not an issue. But I do like that show. Hey, we're back.
We're back. Yeah, we it's not like been a month, you know. It's,
season it's 2, episode 2.
Going,
here we go.
Going strong.
So we're drinking right now.
Drink.
We're drinking the Hickory Light. We've had this as the beer of the show before, so it's not going to be an official beer of the show. We're just going to give a shout out. We're drinking the Hickory Light, which is from the Stone Church Brewery. Now, we're going to pull back the curtain a little bit here. Adam and I, we had a fight. Adam, we had a fight.
Yeah.
We were recording an episode, and maybe we'll hear it on the outtakes episode. This episode that may never happen.
I doubt it, but
so we've been talking since we've started about doing like a clip show of like some of the stuff that falls to the cutting room floor.
All the stuff that we've never aired.
We have so much great stuff that hasn't aired that would be great on a clip show.
Air quotes, great stuff.
It would be great, but we just, it would take a lot of time and effort to go through it and edit it. So who knows if it'll ever see the light of day. But Adam and I got into an argument. We've argued before on the show, but this one got a little heated.
This one got real fucking
heated. Yeah, it got a little heated. So we didn't want to air our dirty laundry out there for all of our fans. But basically, we're going to talk about, we'll just briefly discuss it. We won't get into things, but, the old Stone Church Brewery that we've had on the show many times, we're a big fan of. Actually, my family, which I don't remember if I said this on the show before, I might have. My family was part owners, not the sole owners of it, just part owners. So we didn't want to like brag about that because everybody'd be like, oh, they're just talking great about their beer because they own it. No, that wasn't the case at all. But unfortunately, Stone Church Brewery recently closed.
And it's sad. It's sad. Stone Church was a great. It was a great establishment. It was a fantastic place.
And part of it was my fault that we got into the fight. Part of it was your fault. We're both, I think, a little bit to blame.
Yes.
I was quick to blame on other things, and I still stand by my remarks that I made that the area where we live, the population, the people, they weren't right for it. I still stand by that, but I've reflected on it a little bit more, and I don't think that's the sole cause. I think there were mistakes made in management, and I thought the beer was good. I thought the pizza was good. Other than that, the menu was very part of Midland, and you know it is what it is. It's the business world, but it's gone away. But it might come back, Adam.
And I'd be happy.
It might come back. A lot of people who worked there lost jobs, and that you never want to see that happen. But one of the other owners, there was actually four owners when it started. Two of them dropped out after the first year, and then 3 years later, a third one dropped out. So that left my stepfather as the sole owner, which he couldn't make that happen by himself. So he's in talks right now with other people to possibly come and buy in and open it back up. So we're holding out for a hero that maybe someday it'll open back up.
I need a hero.
Yeah, we need one right now. So without us getting into too in-depth, without us getting into another argument, we'll just leave it at that. And we're drinking the Hickory Light from the Stone Church Brewery in Hermitage, Pennsylvania. Adam, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. We had some good times there.
We did. A lot of good times. Now, I do need to fact check myself on last week's episode that we did air. One of the fact checks I need to do was we mentioned The Watchmen. I was talking about The Watchmen last week, and I'd mentioned that The Watchmen was not a DC property. And evidently, I was wrong. Apparently,
I thought it was.
The Watchmen is a property of DC. I was wrong about that. And yeah, I wanted to fact check myself on that. So
we make mistakes. We're human.
I was wrong about that. So,
I thought it was. I
don't know what the fuck I'm talking about half the time. So
yeah, neither do I. But I thought it was, but I wasn't 100% sure. So when I said, "Isn't The Watchmen a DC?" and you said, "No, I don't think it is," and I was like, oh, "Okay," I left it at that because I didn't know. But okay, well, cleared that up. Watchmen is a great movie.
Fantastic movie, love it.
A great movie, and I'm looking forward to the Netflix series they're supposedly having. I don't know too much about it, and honestly, I don't care to look into it yet. I just want to go in blind and just start watching it.
Speaking of Netflix series, did you hear that Netflix is might be working on a series, Last Airbender?
Oh, I did hear that.
The makers of the Avatar Last Airbender series on Nickelodeon are supposed to be doing live-action Last Airbender series on
Netflix.
So I
heard it was the same creators of the Nickelodeon show. That was great. It was coming to Netflix. That's great. And then I heard it was live-action, and that's not great.
No, but here's why it's great, though. It's the same creators of the Nickelodeon.
I know. It's very great.
That's
I
why
agree.
It's great. That's
that
why it's great.
That show's awesome.
Here's the thing. Like the M. Night Shyamalan Last Airbender could have been great.
So much potential.
Had
I saw
so
that
much
in the theater.
So did I. And I fell asleep in it. I don't think I've ever fallen asleep in a movie before. I fell asleep in this movie. Here's the thing. It could have been great if it didn't have M. Night Shyamalan. Okay? I really do believe that it could have been great.
I kind of like M. Night Shyamalan. Yes. I know what you're going to say.
He's got a lot of garbage.
He does have a lot of garbage. I mean, when he first came onto the scene, people were calling him the new Steven Spielberg. Like, he knocked some movies out of the park when he was very young. But then toward the end of his career, he put out a lot of trash.
Yeah.
And The Last Airbender is one of those trash films that he did. Yeah. And I was a big fan of the Nickelodeon cartoon. Were you?
Yeah, I did. Like, I liked it.
So my brother-in-law, he and I went and saw The Last Airbender in theaters when it came out. Like, the week it came out, we're fucking pumped. We both loved the cartoon show. This is going to be sweet. We got our popcorn, we got our drink. And midway through the film, I remember, like, looking over at him, and he had, like, a disgusted look on his face. It was, like, one of the weirdest fucking parts. And I'm like, can you believe this shit? It was so bad.
Yeah.
I actually had to, in the middle of the movie, say that. It was bad.
It was garbage. It was garbage. Well, like, you had this weird look on your face. You're like, yeah, like, I was really excited whenever I heard about the Netflix series, mm-hmm. and then I heard... Oh, it's live action. Well, like, why would you want a Netflix animated Last Airbender series when you already have the Nickelodeon animated Last Airbender series? Like, you already have an animated Last Airbender series. Like, why would you want to repeat? Like, if you're going to have a new Last Airbender series, you'd want it live action, and it's with the creators of the animated series. So if you're gonna have a new anime or a new series live action, at least you've got the creators of the series that you love
Got the creators of the series you love. You got Netflix that does well with this.
Yeah.
I would have made it a prequel cartoon, take place before Aang and everything we saw with the last Avatar, Last Airbender. And I would have called it The Next to Last Airbender.
And of course you would have.
It would have been a prequel, you know, leading up to I thought there's potential there.
Well, but, yeah, there's some potential there.
Anyway. And then you can have a third one, you know, The Airbender After Next. Starring Ice Cube.
Well, they did have a sequel series after that, though. Yeah, remember that? Korra, right?
Korra, yeah.
Yeah, there was that one. That, yeah,
I didn't get into it.
That bitch, right?
Did you watch it?
No. Aang was in there. He was a dirty old man, wasn't he?
Yeah, I watched part of it, and I never got into it, so I never finished, so I don't even know too much. It's kind of anime.
Well, yeah, it's drawn in the style of anime.
Yeah, I don't do anime. I did that show. That show was good.
Yeah. It's drawn in the style of anime.
Would you consider the later, not the original from the 80s, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to be anime? The Nickelodeon one.
I'm trying to, well...
There was three series.
Yeah, you gotta work with me here for a second. Okay.
I know.
Like, I'm trying to think of which series you're talking about
here. It's confusing because there was several series. Okay. So we had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series, the original, that was my childhood, that I fucking love. We did our top 10 cartoons. This was number one for me. That ran from 1987 to 1996. Then you had the next...
Did that have Bebop and Rocksteady? Did that have Krang and...
Yeah. Okay. Krang the Technodrome and like the original 80s.
Okay. That was me too.
Yeah, okay. Then you had the next series, which... This is the ones where they had like... white eyeballs and their bandanas were like always flowing in the wind, and it was still called the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It ran from 2003 till 2010, and I remember watching that, and I remember it being garbage, and it sucked, so I stopped watching it. But then the third series was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, or TMNT, on Nickelodeon. This show ran from 2012 to 2017. Okay, I mixed it up. I apologize. The TMNT from 12 to 17, it's computer animation.
Okay.
The one before that, the 03 to 10, it looks to me like comic booky drawn, more so than anime.
Okay, can you show me a picture real quick?
Yeah.
Just like real quick.
All three of them are on there. There's so many. Okay, there's so many different iterations.
Which year is the one you're talking about? The one that you think looks there's anime? Three.
I think I answered.
You know what? You're right. It's more comic booky than it is anime.
I think so
but
too.
There might be a.
I think here's I answered my own question.
Here's the thing. There's very different styles of anime. There's a lot of different styles of anime out there. When you think of anime, you automatically think of the super hardcore Japanesey girly schoolgirl style anime where it's like cutesy,
like Sailor Moon.
Yeah, like Sailor Moon anime. But there's so many different kinds of anime out there. There's that style of anime. There's anime out there that looks kind of like that too out there down there. There's like anime out there that's like Cowboy Bebop that looks like that out there. There's like Ghost in the Shell that looks like that that's out there that's still anime.
I guess I see. Anime is a real broad spectrum. Yes,
it is.
I don't do anime, but there's been times where I've been watching Cartoon Network and stopped paying attention, and it got late at night, and Toonami came on by accident, and I look up and see, the fuck is this?
You know, there's a show I've been watching now, like right now, that I've been watching that I love. I love it right now, called Attack on Titan. I love this show so much.
I've heard of it.
It is one of the best looking, like, most beautifully drawn shows I've ever seen. Just the artistic drawing of the show, like just like the buildings, the city, the characters, like most of the characters, they just look like generic like anime style characters, but like there's nothing cutesy about it. They don't have like the cutesy aspects of them or anything like that. It's a well done action show, but like it's like one of the most beautifully drawn animated shows I've ever seen. Like, compared to like any other animated show, even like anything Disney's ever done, like anything any animated company has ever done, like it is one of the most beautifully done animated anything I've ever seen. Like, it is an incredibly drawn, artistically styled shows I've ever seen.
I don't know. Compare it to Disney. That's sacred ground you're treading on right now.
So no, like
mind your step.
Like, it is. Like, I mean, like just, I'm talking like environment wise. Like,
fair enough. I've never seen it, so I can't say one way or the other. I'm familiar with it.
Yeah,
but I've never seen it, so I don't know. I was just thinking about how I liked Last Airbender, and I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to think if there was any other, I guess you would call them animes, that I got into. And that's why I was trying to think, maybe the Turtles. But not quite.
There's a couple I think I might know of that you could enjoy. Like, I think Attack on Titan is one you could probably get into. Like, it might have some aspects that you could probably like do without, but I think that's like one that it doesn't have any of those anime aspects that you hate. Like, because you hate those same anime aspects that I hate. Like, there's those anime aspects that are like, they get like real silly, and they have like those like, like those real anime aspects of drawing where like they get like all like screamy, and they have like cutesy drawing and stuff like that. I hate those too. I fucking hate that shit too sometimes.
I think we're on the same page. Yeah,
I hate that too. Like, I love the real serious stuff where it's like, you know, like serious stories, like serious narration or serious narratives and stuff like that. So like, I think there's a few that I think I know of that you would enjoy. Like, Attack on Titan, I think, is one that I think you could probably, I think that's one you could probably get into, maybe.
You nailed it. When you're watching an anime and somebody's yelling at somebody, and all of a sudden their like head goes back and their mouth opens wider than what's humanly possible, and then there's like zigzags and the person they're yelling at like kind of turns red.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't like that. But I do like Scooby-Doo. The gags on Scooby-Doo that are kind of way out there.
Yeah.
Like when they run and their feet are moving but they're not going anywhere. I fucking love that. That's great. But that's like Scooby-Doo did that back in the 60s, you know. They were cutting edge. When you run in one door, run out another door. Come on, that's the best.
But that's like there's probably a lot of Japanese culture that think the same way that you think, where it's like, oh, you know, I love the way that, you know, Soho Taco, you know, does, like, you know, the way, like, you know, their heads flip back and, you know, they do the thing where it's like that. But in over in America, you know, Scabaduba, you know, they do the thing where they're blah, 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 and they, you know, their legs go blah. It's so fucking weird and everything like that. It's so weird. But, you know, that's just them, I guess.
Is that your Japanese accent?
I don't know.
Bye, Pony!
I'm just saying, there's probably somebody in Japan that's saying the same thing, where it's like, they're probably saying the same thing, where, you know, they hate that same aspect of Scooby-Doo, but they love their same aspect of their anime comedic things, cartoons.
Adam, I just loved your rendition of a Japanese accent. It was great. It was great.
It's
it's probably a work in progress.
It's probably insensitive as fuck, too, so.
Oh, anyway.
I don't know. But, yeah. There's something else I want to bring up. Else I want to talk about.
That's why we're here.
There's a podcast I've been listening to.
Oh, okay.
There's a podcast I've been listening to,
also.
I love it so much. This podcast I've been listening to. I don't know if you get into this. I haven't really been getting to this a lot. Do you listen to narrative-based podcasts, story-based podcasts?
Actually, yeah. There was one that, this isn't the one I was going to bring up, but there's one that's like a murder mystery narrative, and it's not real. They're fictional murder mystery, but they like are telling a story about this murder mystery. I'm kind of into it right now.
Yeah. It's like the podcast, in case you listeners aren't aware of, like, there are podcasts that's basically like a kind of, think of like old school, like radio talk shows that would do, you know, murder mysteries like live and stuff like that, like just live like stories, like murder stories. There's a one that I've been listening to that has recently started not too long ago. That's called Wolverine the Long Night. Marvel's Wolverine the Long Night.
Oh, Marvel's Wolverine.
It's Logan.
It's our pal Wolverine.
Schnipey. Okay. Shink. Okay, is what it is. Okay. And it's four episodes in. And it's basically, it takes place in Alaska. And it's basically following these two investigators that go up into Alaska to investigate these series of murders that have been going on in Alaska. And they're hunting down Logan, essentially, and Logan has been hiding out in this small town in Alaska working as a fisherman, and they're interviewing all these people and they're hunting him down and they're trying to find Logan. Meanwhile, there's something weird going on in Alaska. There's you know, something there. Some of the townsfolk are hiding something. You know, there's this weird cult up in Alaska that's hiding something. Logan's nowhere to be found. You know, there's something not right going on in Alaska. Maybe there's something not right going on with the two investigators that are up there, too. Maybe they're hunting Logan down for reasons. Maybe.
Now, if you're not one who reads the X-Men comics and knows the story arc where Wolverine's in Alaska, you've seen that in the films too. In the very first X-Men movie, you saw him in Alaska when Rogue, remember, she was like snipping a ride from him and Sabretooth attacked on the road. The very first X-Men movie, you saw him in Alaska there. Also in X-Men Origins Wolverine, there was the whole scene where he was there with his wife and remember that whole scene where, again, Sabretooth comes and...
Well, this is Logan before he meets the X-Men, after Weapon X program. This is Logan. He doesn't remember who he is. This is Logan.
He's already been strikered.
He's already been Weapon X'd, but he doesn't know. He doesn't really know who he is. He's savage. He's violent. He's not... He doesn't know the kind of person he necessarily wants to be, but, you know, he's got kind of a history, but he's in hiding. You know, there's a mystery. There's a mystery about him. There's a mystery afoot, Watson.
So who was there investigating? Who sent?
There are these two
FBI agents?
Are they
a male and a female?
Male and a female. Are they FBI?
The male who's a believer and the female who's a bit skeptical.
Are they FBI, though?
And they go to investigate these series of unexplained deaths. I'm doing an X-Files crossover.
I know.
This would be incredible.
I know what you're doing, but what I'm trying to say is The thing about the story is, are they FBI? Is my point. There's something. The whole point of the mystery is there's something up with the investigators too. The investigators aren't being legit entirely either. You know, maybe they're X-Files. Maybe they're Mulder and Scully. Maybe they aren't.
My God, if they were. I'm fantasizing over an X-Men X-Files crossover. You could just have like an whole X party.
Yeah,
it would be great.
All I'm saying is, I love this fucking podcast.
I have to listen
to it. I love this fucking podcast so much. It is amazing. It is so well done. It's so well produced. Like, it's not like it's just actors that are doing voices. Like, I'm talking sound effects. I'm talking, like, it feels like they're out in the woods. It feels like they're driving around. It feels like when they're in a mine shaft, they're in a mine shaft. When they're in a building, they're in a building. When they're outside, they're outside. It feels like they're, like, actually, like, in the environment that they're in. Like, it feels like it's so well done. It's called, if you want to listen to it once again, it is called Wolverine, Marvel's Wolverine The Long Night.
And we will post a link to it on our social media, on Facebook and Twitter, so you can take a listen to it. You said there's only 4 episodes out right now.
Yeah, right now there's technically 5 episodes, but the first episode is like an introductory episode where it's like just kind of like introducing the podcast and stuff like that. So
I'm okay. Like, I might get on board and start listening to this with you, it's because so it's early in.
It's only like 30 episodes per 30 minutes per episode.
Yeah, see, that's doable. That's doable. That's not way far down the road where I'm like, oh, I'll never catch up. But just podcasts. I'm actually 2 podcasts. But I gotta give a little thing here. So, a friend of mine, guy I know, I should say, he does a podcast, and I found out about this through our friend Deloney. He told me about this podcast.
And Mikey D.
It's a companion podcast. But it's, and I listened, I made the mistake of, I listened to the companion podcast first. And I was kind of confused, kind of lost. So I went back and listened to the regular podcast. So here's how it goes. There's a podcast. It's called Beepscast. And it's one lady. Call herself Beeps. I don't know her. I don't know her from Eve, but she does this podcast, and it's just like a basically about me podcast. My life experiences, telling a funny, witty, quippy story here and there. But all in all, I don't find the podcast that funny. It's okay. It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's a day in the life of this person, so some people are into those kind of shows. I'm not. But this guy I know, and 2 of his friends, they know this girl who does this podcast. So they created a companion series, a fan series, called Beepers After Dark. And in this episode, they go through her episode. And they talk about each episode of Beepscast on Beepers After Dark. And let me just tell you, they are fucking hilarious. They're really fun. And they know this girl. They're friends with her. So it's all in good fun. But sometimes they're honestly like fans. Other times they fucking rip it apart. And it's just it's just great. So I'm gonna throw a recommendation out there to listen to both of them. Beepscast and Beepers After Dark. You can find them both on iTunes. So they're on there.
That sounds great. So I was watching a movie recently. It's a movie that we both love a lot. Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah. It's a great one.
Great one.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know what Groundhog Day is, you are all uncultured swines.
Yes, you are.
And you should go to Netflix right now and watch Groundhog Day. Bill Murray repeats the same day over and over and over again, and it's great. Now, there's a theory out there, and it's not a theory that I read about beforehand. It's a theory that I thought of when I watched this movie. Recently, I work a job where I have the pleasure of being able to watch movies while I do my job, and I was watching Groundhog Day while I was cleaning, and as I'm watching the movie, I noticed something really weird, and what I noticed was there was something repeating in this movie, and I don't mean just the day, obviously. There was something repeating in this movie. The thing that was repeating in this movie that I noticed was in the movie, there was a character that seemed to be repeating in the scenes that wasn't a main character or a named character. And that was, if you remember, there was a lot of scenes where they were sitting at the bar. You know, where
it'd be... The diner or the bar?
The bar.
Okay.
The bar. It would be either be Bill Murray sitting at the bar, sitting and having a drink, or Bill Murray chatting up, you know, somebody at the bar.
Those
or,
two locals? Or... They did drunk driving with?
No. That was at the bowling alley. I'm talking about the bar, like at that, like at the hotel or something like that. Like at the...
Oh!
Like, or like at the end of the movie, whenever, the cameraman, I can't remember his name, was chatting up Nancy at the bar.
Yes, yes. I do remember the bar now.
Every time they were at the bar, there was always one character there that the camera always seemed to focus on and always seemed to have a look on his face every single time that they would focus on him. It was always the bartender.
Okay.
Every single time Bill Murray or every single time Bill Murray did something, or did something, like, for example, whenever he did something at, like, he, when Bill Murray was trying to make the moves on Rita, for example, when Bill Murray was doing, he was using his special gift to make the moves on Rita, to, like, find out something secret about Rita.
Like, when he was at the bar and he ordered the drink that he knew Rita got.
Yes.
Which was kind of an obscure drink.
Yes, and or when he was trying to find out information about Rita and he's making a note to himself about, like, that. Every time he would do something about that, it would cut over to the bartender, and the bartender would give a little smirk. Or, you know, would like it would cut over to the bartender. I thought about it, and I have a theory.
You gonna say it's God?
Bartender's God.
Bartender's God.
Bartender's God. Bartender's God. Like, think about it. Think about it. Because it's not the only time. It's not the only time it happened. Because here's the thing. Even before that happened, when Bill Murray was first theorizing about it, it was like his third day that it happened. Whenever Bill Murray was first sitting there, like drinking and stuff like that, and you know, he was sitting there, and he mentioned, like, hey, can I have another one of these with alcohol in it this time? Uh-huh. Like, he looked over, and he gave him a smirk, like, huh, whatever, and stuff like that. Like, he was like, the only, like, unnamed... He was, like, one of the few unnamed characters that they just kept cutting over to him constantly. Like, constantly they kept cutting over to this character, like, every time Bill Murray did something, and just, like... You know what I mean?
Think about it. And why... I read certain things that one of the things said that Bill Murray was Phil Connors was stuck in that day for 10,000 years.
Yeah.
That was one of the speculations. There's no really I don't think Harold Ramis ever said how many days he was stuck in that day. But people speculated to how long he was could have been that. He learned everybody in the town. Why did he not take the time to learn the bartender's name?
Yeah.
Why didn't he say, hey, Joe, or whatever? Because it was God.
Yeah, it's God. God was sitting right there the entire time watching him.
What if God was one of us?
Motherfucking God sitting right there.
It's a clever theory. I like it.
It's a clever theory. I like it. Yeah. These are the thoughts, these things I think about when I'm at work.
Yeah.
Instead of being productive and doing my job. So... I have a thing that irritates me. I want to hear
you. Is it something you should get checked by a doctor?
No, it's nothing like that.
I
got a thing that irritates me.
Is it a rash?
No, I got a thing that irritates me. It's something not
like physically irritation.
It's something that irritates me, and it's something that shouldn't irritate me, but it's something I think about. It's one of those things where you see things that, you know, post on social media. And I'm kind of like, why do that? It's one of those things where it's like when you see things that, like, when you see, like, a bumper sticker about somebody, like, oh, my kid is, like, an A student. Like, you know, when you see parents posting or putting bumper stickers about how great their kid is and stuff like that. And
my kid's an honor student at Benjamin Franklin Middle School.
You see things like that and it kind of irritates you. Like, who gives a shit? Like, who gives a flying fuck, you know? And it shouldn't irritate you, but it kind of does. You know that kind of thing?
Yeah.
You know what irritates me?
Well, irritates
inspirational
you.
Tattoos.
Oh.
Inspirational tattoos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, somebody gets a tattoo on their forearm, mm-hmm. and it says believe. I fucking hate that. Who gives a flying fuck?
Maybe you didn't see it. Maybe it said believe, and maybe they're just huge Justin Bieber fans.
That's even worse. Fuck that nonsense. That's some grade A nonsense.
Inspirational, like have live, laugh, love tattooed on your lower back.
That's some grade A nonsense.
So I'm going to say something here that's probably controversial.
Please, light the fire.
Okay.
Light it up.
It could be me being ignorant. It probably is, but I'm going to do it anyway, Adam.
Good God.
I think tattoos are trashy.
Really?
I do. I have zero tattoos on my body. And there was a time when I was a young kid, younger, high school and even right out, that I wanted to get a tattoo. And I had delusions of grandeur of what kind of tattoo I wanted to get and where I wanted to get it. And, you know, I never pulled the trigger because, A, I don't really like needles. Who fucking does? And, B, they're expensive. And, C, they're permanent, Adam. They're absolutely permanent. And you know me. I like change too much. I get sick of the same old thing. I like to be different. If you get a tattoo on your body, it is there to fucking stay. So I don't like that. Like, I've had pierced. I had my nipples pierced. I had my ear pierced. Guess what? You get tired of them, you take them out. Poof, they're gone. But you can't change a tattoo. I feel like tattoos are everywhere now.
Yeah.
So many people have them. So many people. Not everyone, but a lot of people. And especially the nasty ones that are like on their necks and shit and the big, gaudy, horrible ones. I just don't like... My sister, she's had some... She had a tattoo here, a tattoo there. Like, small ones. They're fine, whatever. But then she got this giant tattoo of Storm on her thigh. Storm from the X-Men. And she loves it. And hey, it's her own body, it's her own money. Whatever she wants to do is fine. But not for me, bro. Not for me.
Like, okay, here's my thing about that.
Okay, let me hear about
it. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. Here's why. Because that's art. That's art. I don't have a problem with art on your body, okay? If it looks cool or if it looks good, that's fine because that's artwork on your body. My big thing is inspirational tattoos piss me off because who gives a flying fuck? I am what I am. I got one for you. Go fuck yourself.
You get that tattooed?
Yeah, yeah. I got one for you. Like, geez. Like, here's the thing. It's one thing if it's like something like a quote that your mother said all the time and your mother died and you're doing it to like as like a like an something to like in her honor or something like that. That's one thing. But like I don't know, like what can you get tattooed on your body that's like a phrase or a quote that's really that important? Like if it's not something to make somebody laugh or something to like somebody to look at that's like, oh, that's really fucking cool. Then it's not worth tattooing on your body. Like, I'm sorry. In all honesty.
I love my tattoo-free life.
Your tattoo-free life. Is that where you're gonna get tattooed on your body?
Yeah.
I love my tattoo-free life.
I will not apologize for art. No, I'm not a fan of tattoos, and it's a personal prejudice of mine. I understand it, but I just find them trashy. I do.
So we found the one thing you're prejudiced about.
Oh, I'm prejudiced over more than one thing.
So I did want to ask you something. I did want to ask you something before this podcast is over.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, how do you feel about the Browns losing streak being over? How do you feel about that? I know we don't talk big about sports on the show. I know that's one thing we don't talk big about, but I got to give you some sports talk sometimes, and that's one big thing that has happened. The Browns' lose streak is over. So mm-hmm. I want to give you your soapbox, mm-hmm. and I want you to give you something to talk about.
Well, as you know, I'm a big sports fan, huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And unfortunately, my Steelers haven't looked too great this year.
I've been watching Pittsburgh Dads. I've noticed that something's been going on.
The Steelers, it's through three games of the season. Their record is 1-1-1. They won one, they lost one, and they tied one. Ties don't happen that often. Guess who they tied, Adam?
Browns.
The Cleveland fucking Browns. Now, hey, we didn't lose to them. But the Browns did finally get a win after 600 and some odd days of not winning football games. They finally won. And you know what? I'm actually happy for them. I am. I'm not a Browns fan. I'm a Steeler fan. But it was only a matter of time before they won. And I actually have to say, a friend of the family we have actually plays for the Cleveland Browns.
Really?
Yes. So I kind of...
You want a name drop?
Yes. His name is Orson Charles. He's a tight end. He's a backup tight end for the Browns. My cousin that lives in Florida, her husband was a football coach, high school football coach. He's no longer. He does other things now, but he coached him in high school football and became friends with him. He went off to college, played Division I ball at Georgia, and then he bounced around the league for a few years, a couple different teams. Well, it seems like he's found a home in Cleveland. He's doing a really great job, and big time pulling for him. So I'm, as much as I don't like the Browns as a team, I kind of have to root for them because I want Orson to do well. So that's that. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care if the Browns win. Now the streak was funny. It was funny to me from the outside looking in, but you know, you knew eventually they'd win. I think their team is much better this year. So I guess that's all I have to say about that. I mean, I don't think they're going to be a playoff team by any stretch of the imagination. And if my Steelers want to be a playoff team, they need to start playing better. They need to start playing better now. And I hope they do. Football. Fuck it, suck it, chuck it, football.
Is that really all you have to say about it?
Yeah, I don't care. You honestly thought they were going to lose forever? I didn't. I knew eventually they'd win a game. The streak had to have come to an end at some point. It did.
I was expecting a little more passion out of you.
Yeah. I might have been more fired up if they would have beat the Steelers, which they didn't. I might have been more fired up if I didn't know somebody who played on the team. But that's all I have to say about that.
Disappointed in you, sir.
Well, why?
Expecting a little more passion out of you.
The city of Cleveland has suffered enough.
That's like the most backhanded compliment ever.
I mean, call it what you will. It's kind of true.
It's so backhanded.
Yeah.
It's so rude.
Are you happy with me now? Did I redeem myself? Did I asshole enough for you now? Or do I need to keep going?
Yeah, I'm satisfied.
Okay,
now.
All right, good.
I got a weird thought, actually. Okay, I got a weird thought now. You know how sometimes shows have to recast characters because actors' contracts get fucked up, or actors decide to die off, or actors decide they don't want to play a role anymore? What if we lived in a universe where after every single season, the characters all got recast? Period.
I don't think I'd like it. In fact, I'm sure I wouldn't like it.
Sure about that?
Yeah, why?
I mean, why not?
If it's a good show, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I mean, you can get away. Are you talking about TV or movie?
I'm talking about, like, doesn't matter is what I'm talking about.
Okay. There's sometimes you can get away with it. Like, people don't even notice. Like the one dude from Game of Thrones who looked nothing like the other guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know. I can't remember his name.
The guy with the long hair, and then all of a sudden he was gone, and it was another guy who didn't have long hair who looked nothing like him.
I know what you're talking about.
And, like, they just, like, talked to him like we should know who he was. I remember thinking, wait a minute, who the fuck is that? And War Machine in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
It was Terrence Howard, and then they put Don Cheadle in there.
In fairness, that was, like, so early on that, like, they didn't have any choice in the matter. Like, I think if that was, like, later on enough, then they would have been like, well, we gotta kind of try to negotiate with this guy, because...
So you can get away with it at times, but I don't want to make it normal, I guess you would say. Why do you ask?
I don't know. I was just thinking about it because I was thinking about it. I was like, I wonder what it would be like if we lived in a universe where after every single season, you just recast the entire cast. Like, you just brought in a new cast. Whole new cast of characters. I don't know. I just thought it'd be weird. I just thought it'd be interesting.
Like drafting a fantasy football team every year.
Yeah.
Starting over.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. That'd be an interesting thought.
Well, we were talking off air before we started recording the show, and I mentioned how finally, after all these years, and you're proud of me, I finally started watching Doctor Who.
Yeah, I'm so fucking proud
of it. I got into it, and I kind of like it.
You do.
And they did a clever thing with writing in how the Doctor regenerates and how they can change a character. I mean, that probably was never the original idea, but they probably, oh shit, we need to get a new actor. How can we figure this out? Oh, he does this thing that's called regenerating now. I love how they do that. I
would be willing to bet that was probably the original idea. I'd be willing to bet that they were probably like, look, we've always had problems in fucking maybe. Shit that, like, look, what if we just made this weird idea that, like, look, it's just this dude that fucking just regenerates all the fucking time. We just got a new actor.
And they're like, if we do this, we can keep this show running for 50 fucking years.
You're crazy. It'll never work. You're insane.
I mean, maybe. I don't know too much. Like I said, I just started getting into the show. But,
yeah, it's really fucking good. Here's the thing. Like, it's really, really, it's a really good show. It's a really amazing show. And it's going to keep going. Like, it's going to really, really going to go for a while. Like, they finangled it. Like, they did some TV story bullshit to where, like, if you know anything about, like, Time Lords, which is the race of being that he is, they only get, like, 12 regenerations before, like, they die. And they're done. Like, period. And they did some finangled TV story bullshit to where, like, Matt Smith was supposed to be, like, the end. Like, that was his 12th regeneration. And then they did some finangled TV bullshit to where it's like, oh, by the way, like, we did some science bullshit to where it's like, he's got a whole new set of regenerations now. So we get 12 more doctors.
12 more doctors.
That's 12 more. Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. Make it rain.
And there's no, is there a set, because like I said, I'm new to the show. Is there a set timeline? Like, or does the regeneration just randomly come?
It comes, there's, are you talking about, like, is there, like, a lifespan?
Yeah.
No, because Peter Capaldi's character is, like, a billion years old. Because, I'm not going to tell you it, but there is, like, well, no, that's up in the air, because sometimes they grow old, sometimes they don't. And sometimes, I don't know, to be honest with you, I don't know if Time Lords die of old age or not. I don't think they die of old age. I know they grow up and they grow old. I don't know if they, I don't think they die of old
but
age.
But I mean, though. Like, does the doctor have a calendar sitting on his desk? And if you flip forward, oh, here's my regeneration day.
No.
No, they don't have that.
They don't know when they're going to regenerate.
But, like, do they just get, like, a tingly feeling when it's going to happen? Or?
No, it's more like, oh, somebody shot me. I'm going to regenerate now. But, like, it's one of those things where it's like, somebody shot me. I'm going to regenerate. But if somebody kills them while they're regenerating, they just die. It's one of those kind of things where it's like, but if I think it's like if somebody shoots them in the head, though, or, like, cuts off their head, they don't regenerate because they have to be dying, not dead, to regenerate. That kind of thing. So it's like, if somebody shoots, like, somebody can shoot a Time Lords have two hearts. Somebody can shoot him in the hearts.
I learned that part.
Somebody can shoot him and stuff like that and kill them, and they could be, like, dying, and then they regenerate. But, like, they don't have, like, a, like, scheduled, like, Like it's October 4th, 2055, time for my regeneration period. Or it's not like, up, I'm 2,500 years old, time for me to regenerate. It's nothing like that.
Why do you have two hearts? Why do you have one? Do you have high blood pressure? Very high. It's a good show.
It's an amazing show. I'm really happy you're watching it. Mm-hmm. Now, if I can only get you to watch Firefly.
I knew you were going to fucking say that.
You could make it through Firefly way faster than fucking Doctor Who, so...
I started by accident, though.
What? So, yeah, well, Doctor Who. Yeah.
I didn't mean to. It just kind of happened.
And look, you're happy you started,
I am.
So...
I am.
See what makes you happy? If you only listen to me, you'd be happy. What does that tell you?
I should listen to Adam more often?
Yeah, so... Hey. Well...
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. It's a good show.
Good show.
It's a great
Season two.
We
regenerated.
We regenerated. Regenerated for season two. We gave you some good suggestions for things to get started, things to watch.
We got 10 more regenerations. So
yeah,
we're
something like that. Yeah.
Get ready. Yeah. We're going to run for 50 years.
As long as we live that long, we'll see.
Keep regenerating.
Yeah.
So, Adam, how can the people get a hold of For Your Distraction?
If you guys want to get a hold of For Your Distraction, you guys can email us, foryourdistraction@gmail.com. You can find us at our social media sites, Facebook and Twitter, search For Your Distraction, @podcastfyd. We're on iTunes and SoundCloud. Search For Your Distraction. Like us. Follow us. Share us with your friends. The only way we're going to grow is if you guys help us grow. We are also a member of the Be Real Podcasting Network. Head over to Podbean. Search for the Movie Guys Podcast. That is our official hub for the Be Real Network. Currently, the... Currently, the Be Real Network is down to only the Movie Guys Podcast and us right now. We've had to, right now, all the other podcasts have had to stop. They've had other obligations they've had to tend to. So if you guys have any podcasts, or if you guys know of any podcasts that are looking to join a network or looking to have some fun and looking to, you know, joke around with some other people and have a good time, let us know or email the Movie Guys Podcast. We're always looking for fellow members of the family.
Hopefully we can find some new podcasts to join the Be Real Podcasting Network. If not, Adam, we may be in the market for a new podcast home. Who knows?
Who knows? Either way, no matter what, we're going to have fun. Doesn't matter.
All right. We're going to keep it going. Keep it going. Keep it going. So if you were a Time Lord and you had a TARDIS... and you could go back in time to Earth, any point in history, what would you do?
Back in time?
Back, only back. Because we don't know what the fucking forward is.
Only back in time. Go back in time.
Okay, Huey Lewis.
If I could only go back in time. I would go to see. I would go see what the dinosaurs really look like. I'd go see some dinosaurs. Some dino DNA.
I'd go to October 21st, 1955.